This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live. Join us toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The latest from the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge. We'll share that with you here. Actually, what's happening outside of the refuge is what's making news today. The Associated Press reporting on a rally with hundreds supporting the people in the wildlife refuge. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. The Iowa caucuses just getting rolling, and we've talked in detail in the first hour of the show about how they work. What is the process in these caucuses? They're slightly different between the Republican and Democratic. Actually, could argue much different because the Democrats are an open ballot, meaning that you're voting with your feet and people can see who you're voting for,
yes.
Who are there, whereas the Republicans have a secret ballot. As Rich Paul pointed out, the visible ballot, there's a benefit there because then you know how your vote was cast, you know it's being counted accurately, but on the other side, there's also the possible social pressures that may make it so some people would vote in a way they otherwise wouldn't because they want to impress their friends or not be seen as supporting someone that they support.
And I think when you move into one of those groups, you're not technically voting for them, but caucusing with them.
Okay.
I think that's the vernacular.
You're technically caucusing with them, but your presence in that group is counted.
It does constitute a vote.
It's counted towards the total number of supporters. And
which will lead to, as you were saying, Daryl, later, not tonight, but in a few weeks or whatever, there's some county caucus or whatever they call it.
County convention.
County convention, where the delegates selected at the caucus go to the convention. They select more delegates, then sending them to a state convention,
yes,
where more delegates are then selected and then ultimately sent to the national convention.
Yes.
Now, I guess I don't follow the Republican-Democratic process at all. Like, I really, to me, it doesn't matter. It's an interesting study in politics, like how these systems work.
Yes.
But, like, whoever wins, we're going to lose. I mean, whether it's Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, or whoever, you know, these people want to rule your life. They want to tell you how to live. They want to take your money from you. They want to spend it on their political pet programs and their connected buddies, and they want to punish their enemies. I mean, these are politicians.
Well, Rand Paul mostly wants to leave you alone. Stand with Rand.
I don't know if I'm convinced on that one. And the fact that you're kind of alone in the room on this, Rich, is an indicator that many libertarians are not convinced by Rand.
I would not have long remained a libertarian if I thought being in the minority made me wrong.
That's true. I'm not saying that's the reason you're wrong. But when you can't get libertarians on board with someone who is purported to be a libertarian, he won't say he is, but his supporters, like you, suggest that he's a libertarian.
Well, the amazing thing about Ron Paul is that he did get so many libertarians on board, because libertarians will throw you under the bus if they don't like the brand of pudding that you choose. It takes,
I think this is more
absolutely
than that.
Nothing for
at least Ron Paul would use the L word to describe
himself. He used the voluntarist word at one point in his campaign. Ron Paul, you know, would take strong pro-liberty positions, and I just don't see that coming from Rand. In fact, some of the things he's done in office have been very not so pro-liberty at all. And so I am not impressed, and a lot of libertarians are not impressed with Rand Paul. He doesn't have the depth of the support that he once did. There was a guy here in Cheshire County who's actually an A-plus rated Liberty state representative. He was on the panel at Keenvention. There was a legislative panel. And when he was at the county fair, he was wearing a Rand T-shirt. Like, he's on the Rand campaign. But what he was telling me was that he's not excited about getting up early and going out and doing things for Rand. He was excited about doing it for Ron. And this isn't even a libertarian. This is a self-described Republican who happens to have an A-plus voting record pro-liberty here in New Hampshire. So even his own campaign staff is not even particularly excited about his campaign.
It's definitely depressing when you spend most of your activism defending yourself against attacks from people who are supposedly on the same side and they're out to sabotage your activism.
I don't think we're on the same side as this guy.
Activism.
He's on the side of the state.
Definitely not either. See, I don't see that at all. Did you watch the last debate?
No, I don't watch those things.
See, you studiously avoid gaining information on these candidates.
I've gotten enough information.
But yet you have these really strong opinions about what they're about that you have maintained by not watching the debates, not paying attention to what they say.
I don't care what he has to say.
So if you don't pay attention to their statements, public or private, what do you pay attention to?
I have paid enough attention to his statements over years to know that he's bad news. I don't have to keep watching him move his mouth to know that he's either a statist or he's a liar. So he's one of two things, right? Because he's done things that are definitely pro-state in his time in office. And people who are coming from your position are saying that, well, he's just doing that to pander to the Republicans because he needs to get into power so then he can bring about this wonderful land of liberty. Look, you've got all kinds of different examples. Like, did he not say that he wanted to use a drone to, you know, that he wouldn't have a problem with a drone being used to shoot down someone who robbed a liquor store or something like that?
His point being that weapons are for use against people who have initiated force. So
at that point, you don't know. The actual statement was, if somebody leaves a liquor store with a handgun and $50, both of which one could walk out of a liquor store in New Hampshire legally possessing,
yeah.
Quote, I don't care if a policeman kills him or a drone kills him.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Innocent.
Well,
proven
it sounds
guilty.
Like, I mean, that's a pretty idiotic thing. Obviously, he means that this person is in the course of a robbery. He's not talking about a random open carrier.
That?
And to pretend that he is not only stupid, it's dishonest.
To kill somebody and shoot him in the back because they
did he say in the back? I don't remember that. That being in the quote.
He didn't say in the
okay,
back.
Okay, so let's criticize his words, not your words.
Yeah. So if he's running away, you would presume it'd be in the back, but I get what you're saying. It could have been in the front,
you know,
the front of the chest. But to kill someone without a trial, I mean, that's what he's arguing for, is to just get rid of due process. You've got somebody running out of the store.
No, he's not arguing to get rid of due process. That's an absolute absurdity. What he's saying is a drone is a weapon like any other. The exact quote was, I don't care if it's a drone that kills him or a cop that kills him. In other words, you can kill a person with a drone in any circumstances where a policeman would be justified in killing that
person. And in my opinion,
person.
You are not justified in killing somebody if they haven't actually hurt another person. This is somebody, yes, robbery is a pretty serious thing, there's no doubt about it, but I don't support the idea of police just killing someone because they believe they've committed a felony. Do you?
I think you continue to completely misrepresent
what
he's saying.
Is that what you support?
What he said was,
well, we can find more
there's
quotes.
No difference between killing him with a drone and killing him with any other weapon. He's not, I mean, what?
So you're saying
I don't
support,
even understand how you could draw these
him.
Conclusions yeah. unless you're just saying I can twist the words this way and it kind of fits syntactic rules.
So what you're saying though is that you don't think that he supported using the drone in that instance. You were just saying that he was drawing a
comparison. I think
comparison.
That he would support using the drone in exactly the instance where he would support using a revolver, a bomb, a knife, or any other weapon, which is defensive. In response to force.
Well, he didn't make
he's
that clear,
describing,
did he?
When he's describing, you know, it's not just a matter of somebody coming out of a liquor store. He's saying that a drone could be used against somebody while they are in the process of commission of a crime. And maybe he
didn't
express
that. Is that really
what you want,
the police
perfect.
Using drones to shoot people who are in the commission of crimes? Because you know that will result
I don't care
in...
if it's a drone or a handgun.
So
I mean,
you want more
it,
militarization of the police?
Well, it comes down to exactly an Archie Bunker Gloria conversation where she said, "Didn't you know that 30,000 people a year is killed with handguns?" And Archie says, "Would you feel better if they was pushed out of windows, little girl?"
Toll free number tonight's 855-450-FREE. You caught me off guard here. I'll go do some digging. I'll find some even worse stuff that Rand Paul did. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Since we're going there, and you can join us as well, the Skype username is lrn.fm. I know Scott Horton believes he's evil. I think he's going to have some interesting things to say about Rand.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people look passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are here, and of course you can bring up anything you want. It is the Iowa caucus night. That has begun about 20 minutes ago in Iowa. You can join us to talk about that or whatever happens to be on your mind. We've now diverged into Rand Paul, where Rich is the no relation, by the way. Rich Paul in the studio here tonight. You're defending Rand, not because you're related to him, but because you believe, it seems like, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, you believe that he's the lesser of the evils that people should support because he won't be as damaging in your belief as the other Republicans.
Actually, I would believe that I believe that Rand Paul would be not only less damaging, but that he would be a big improvement over what we've had thus far.
But do you believe he's a libertarian?
Do I believe? Personally, I think both he and Ron Paul are voluntarists.
Mm. Why does he say he is not a libertarian?
Because he wants to participate in the Republican debates.
Well, that didn't stop Ron Paul from participating.
Ron Paul wasn't exactly forthcoming about being a voluntarist either.
No, we're talking about the word libertarian. Even though Ron Paul did actually use the term
voluntarian. Well, Ron Paul was kind of under the bus with that already. He had been the libertarian candidate for president, so he didn't have an opportunity to distance himself.
So Rand's trying to fool people, is what you're saying. He's trying to fool people into thinking he's not a libertarian.
I think to the same extent that Hillary Clinton is trying to fool people into thinking that she's not a communist, and I would say Donald Trump, but he's really not, and Ted Cruz is trying to fool people into thinking that he's not a fascist. I think I think that Ron Paul would be a small step in the right direction, as opposed to others who I think would be a small step in the wrong direction.
You said Ron Paul. You mean Rand Paul?
Oh, I do mean Rand Paul.
Toll-free number tonight. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kenny is in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Daryl.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Kenny.
Oh, yeah, hey, Kenny.
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to call in because you guys were talking. Well, I'll give you a little background first. I signed up for the Free State Project about 3 years ago or so.
Cool.
And my timetable to get out there is between April Fool's Day and about 2 weeks into April. So about beginning of April to middle of April.
Fantastic. And what inspired you to join the Free State Project?
Well, I was just listening to you guys, and, you know, I've evolved quite a bit, I would hope, since 08. And actually, I was at the caucus, Democratic caucus, in 08. I wanted to give you a little bit of perspective on that. And first, Daryl was talking about, and you guys were talking about, when I went there in 08, and I'm pretty much 99% sure that it's the same way now. I was an independent back then, and on the same day, you can sign up as far as the Democratic caucuses goes when you go there.
Okay.
And if I heard right, Daryl was saying that he was looking something up on the internet.
I had info from CNN, and CNN was saying that you had to be a registered Republican or Democrat. It doesn't say in here whether or not you can, you know, change your voter registration the same day or if you previously could in the past. And my guess is that, you know, if it was allowed back in 08, they've either changed the rule or CNN just did not report accurately.
Yeah, I don't think they're reporting accurately. But nonetheless, Ian, you were talking about kind of like the social aspect or the difference between having a secret vote or a secret ballot type of thing as compared to a social thing. And excuse me, back in 08, when I went to caucus, me and my friend went to caucus for Obama, and I've changed my thoughts about Obama quite a bit mm-hmm. since then. But when we went to caucus for Obama, it was quite the it was very interesting because, well, first of all, we got very high before we went there.
Good plan.
Well, it actually worked out quite interesting that way because, and now this is in Des Moines, Iowa.
Have you ever caucused for Obama on weed?
It sounds like a better plan than going to the Donald Trump show on LSD. I don't know if you were here for that story, Rich, but that was pretty ridiculous.
Oh, ain't nobody got time for that. Yeah. I read about that. No.
Horrifying. Sorry, Kenny, go ahead. So you were high as hell going into the caucus, and?
Yeah, I thought Rich might appreciate that. But, no, it wasn't so much that we were getting high for Obama. We just we'd never been to to a caucus before. We were a little bit scared of that. But anyways, when we went
Yeah, no,
there,
I was suggesting you were getting high just to make it tolerable being in this place. Anyway, go ahead.
Exactly.
So what happened?
So when we got there, it was probably about, it was like in a gymnasium of a school, like a grade school. And there's probably about, I don't know, maybe like 300 people there, 400 people, something like that.
Yeah, so this is, you said this is Des Moines, so this is probably one of the busiest ones.
Yeah, it was very busy. It was backed up quite a bit.
Okay.
And which will probably be the same story tonight also. It'll probably, they usually go like 2 or 3 hours, longer.
Yeah, results will start coming out about 10, 11
late
o'clock.
Tonight. Okay.
And I'm not terribly concerned about that, but that's just to let you guys know.
All right.
When they did their when they did their first call, or however you want to say it, I don't remember seeing a quote unquote minority in the gymnasium. So when they did their first call, the majority, I would say probably like around 75%. Went over and caucused for Hillary Clinton. And then when they did their second call, everybody looked around and looked at everybody else, and we had went and caucused for Obama right away, so we were there. And there was a good amount of people that caucused for Obama. And when they did their second call, all these people, it was very interesting, all these people, like, left Clinton and whoever else there was, I don't even remember now, and just swarmed to Obama.
Why? It was an interesting, what do you think that was about?
It was about race. And I don't.
But why would it have gone one way on the first call and then a different way on the other? Why would that have anything to do with race? If you want to hang on to explain that, I must be missing something. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Kenny's with us here in Iowa. He's been through this caucus thing. And so that's happening right now as we speak in Iowa, all across the state. 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, this is Free Talk Live. We'll also talk Rand Paul.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to back Rich Paul up in his backing of Rand Paul. 855-450-3733. We'll come back into that discussion here in a few moments. Also, I want to let you know about how whatever candidate you're supporting, if you want to get some promotional materials made up for them, you can go to Vistaprint.com to use code FTL, and you'll save on 500 business cards. You can get them for $9.99. That's the starting price. You can obviously upgrade to fancy finish like spot gloss, raised print, metallic. You can even go to a thicker stock card. And, of course, Vistaprint makes it super easy. I've used their designing tool on their site. I made some Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree palm cards that I can use to pass out to people. So I'm going to be bringing those to the Liberty Forum where I will give them to folks who, you know, if you don't want to buy the DVD, if you've never seen the movie before, that's a great way to let people know about Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Just give them one of these little palm cards. It's full color. So if you want to do full color, that's not a problem. They can handle that. They make it super easy to customize it, whether you want to customize text, colors, backsides, and more. Just go to Vistaprint.com, use code FTL to get your discount at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. And if you need more than business cards, they've got that too. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. head on over there. You get a small business, this is right for you. You want to promote something? This is perfect. Vistaprint.com. Use code FTL for 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. We go back to Kenny in Iowa. Kenny, you're explaining what things were like for you. You're now more of a liberty-minded person, but a few years ago you were supporting Barack Obama over at the Iowa caucuses. You and your friends got high beforehand, headed inside, and you were kind of telling us the story about what was happening. You said in the first round, Hillary Clinton won overwhelmingly, but then in the second round, everybody seemed to go for Barack Obama, and you said it had to do with race. Can you explain that? Do we still have Kenny with us? Kenny in Iowa? Kenny going once? Kenny going twice? I don't know what happened to Kenny. Did we lose Kenny? Apparently we have lost Kenny.
That's not good.
Yeah. That's what happens to Kenny sometimes. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll check back with him in a little bit, see if he clears it up. So we were discussing Rand Paul here, and this is something that many libertarians disagree and disagree firmly about. Some of the things that he's said and done are not particularly libertarian, and when you bring those examples out, you get supporters like Rich here contorting themselves every which way to try to make excuses for what this guy had to say. You never had to do that with Ron Paul. You never had to make an excuse, generally, with what Ron Paul had to say, because he came right out.
Or how he voted.
Right, and because he came right out, and he said pro-liberty things that were based in principle. Ron Paul would not evade using the term libertarian or even the term voluntarist, whereas Rand Paul explicitly said during his Senate campaign in 2010, this is from liberty.me, that he is not only, quote, not a libertarian, but that, quote, they thought all along they could call me a libertarian and hang that label around my neck like an albatross, unquote. So this guy wants nothing to do with even the term libertarian, but yet you will defend him, Rich Paul, as though he's worthy of support. Why?
Well, the first thing is, given this is a contest with a limited number of people in it. Mm-hmm. You have Bernie Sanders, you have Hillary Clinton, you have Rand Paul, Vermin Supreme, yeah. You and the other, the seven Republican mental dwarves, and you have Donald Trump. So the first question is, out of that finite set of possibilities, and I include both the Democratic and the Republican candidates, because you can only participate in one
primary,
in one
point.
Primary. Yeah. So best choice out of those people? And the answer is Rand Paul.
I'll give you that, but that's all you've got. You can't say he's a libertarian. You can only imagine. You can only fantasize that he's a libertarian. You have the belief that he is putting on a statist cloak in order to, get inside the halls of power and then become a libertarian. Is that your belief?
Not a particularly statist cloak either. I mean, there are some things on foreign policy that I haven't been crazy about that he's said. Some extent, he has ways of saying things that are, you could say that he does camouflage some of the things that he says.
That's another word for lying, right? To camouflage one's political viewpoint would be to obscure the reality.
I don't know. Right? I mean, here's an example.
This is the kind of contorting I'm talking about.
There's a situation where he said there should be sanctions against
Iran.
Against the Palestinians or Iran. And if you look at what actual sanctions he described, and he did the same thing with the Soviet Union, they are all cutting off some sort of foreign aid or loan guarantee, something that we shouldn't be doing in the first place. We all agree
cutting foreign aid is not a sanction.
Apparently it is if you're Rand Paul. And it can be, in the broader definition, a sanction, because a sanction is any action that you take against somebody.
You know, when
to assassinate someone can be to sanction. question them.
Okay, so like he wants to put Snowden in prison, right, Rand Paul?
Well, does he actually?
Mm-hmm.
What he said is he would like to negotiate a return.
Uh-huh.
He would like to negotiate with the Snowden defense,
yeah,
a return. He has said that would probably involve some jail time.
Yeah, okay. So that sounds like he wants to put
now,
him in jail. And that's not saying I would pardon him.
Compare this to the rest of the field.
Okay,
Donald Trump wants to put him to death.
I'm going to give you that one. He's not as bad as Donald Trump, okay?
I'll give you that too. Which makes him the best one.
But the best one does not mean libertarian.
Right, and it doesn't mean that he deserves my support.
He didn't say he was libertarian,
no,
and
not
neither
at all.
Did I.
But you are saying but that. Yes, you did. You said you believe he's a voluntarist.
Okay.
You believe he's a libertarian.
I believe that he actually is a voluntarist. Obviously, he is not campaigning as one. Now, personally, I think it's idiotic for libertarians to campaign on this is my ideal world.
I totally disagree.
When the Democrats campaign, they don't describe communism for you. They describe the next step toward communism.
No. See,
when the Republicans campaign, they don't describe fascism for you.
So we should be
they
more
describe
like them.
The next step
so
toward
you're
fascism.
You're actually saying that libertarians should be more like the Republicans and Democrats in the way they do things. Look, the reason why
in
I'm involved
that,
in the Liberty
in
Movement,
facet,
Rich
yes.
Paul, is because of Harry Brown.
Uh-huh.
I'm involved in the Liberty Movement because there was a political candidate who spoke the truth about the ideas of liberty and was principled in how he delivered those ideas. That's
mm-hmm.
what got me interested in the ideas of liberty. Now, you could argue that, you know, if I hadn't encountered Harry Brown, then I might have come to it anyway. But nonetheless, that's mm-hmm. the way it worked for me. The fact that there was a political candidate out there who was willing to speak truth to power,
mm-hmm.
even though that meant that there was no chance he would actually win, was what brought me and countless other people into this movement. Ron
mm-hmm.
Paul's the same way. Ron Paul was bringing people into the liberty movement in a way that no one else had ever done before because he mm-hmm. was talking about principled ideas. Rand Paul doesn't do that, so he's not going to be as successful at bringing people into the movement. And further, the people who he does bring in will not understand liberty because he's not teaching them anything about it. Hold that thought. We can come back to it. Kenny, I believe, is with us this time. Kenny, are you back with us?
We're going to try it again, yeah.
Are you in a – it sounds like you're on a bad connection. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you back on hold here because I want to hear more about his story about the Iowa caucuses because he was actually there. Oh, and you know what? That was my bad. I was doubling up the connection. That is not Kenny's fault. So we're going to come back to Kenny. He's going to tell us what happened after he and his buddies got high outside of the convention that ended up – or the caucus that ended up selecting Barack Obama and give us his analysis of that. We'll come back to Rand Paul. If you want to jump in on the Rand Paul discussion as well, because there's a lot to say about him. 855-450-FREE. Is he a liar for liberty? It's Free Talk Live.
Once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery inquiries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here and join us to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. It's been a politically tinged show tonight, discussing the details on how the Iowa caucuses actually work. With you in the studio, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online any old time you want to at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can join us in real life coming up here in less than 3 weeks at the Liberty Forum, February 18th through the 21st. That is coming up fast. It's happening in Manchester at the Radisson Hotel. Same place as last year. Great venue for an event. It can hold hundreds of people. It's the largest convention space in all of New Hampshire. And it's going to have Edward Snowden. Now, the man himself will not be in physical reality with us, but his digital visage will be, as he will be transmitting from Moscow. His keynote speech is actually going to be earlier in the day on Saturday. Normally, keynote speeches happen after 7 o'clock. There's like a dinner event or whatever. Snowden, you know, due to the time difference, is going to be on at 4 o'clock, which is great for me because it means we actually get to go and watch. Normally, on Free Talk Live, we miss every keynote speech because we're live from the Liberty Forum, but we'll actually get to see Ed Snowden speaking. So if you want to see that happen in reality, come join us at the Liberty Forum. But the most important reason to come to the Liberty Forum is to find out what it's like to have hundreds of people who care about liberty in your immediate vicinity. Because we have that in New Hampshire with over 1,600 people who've moved here now as part of the Free State Project. There are countless libertarians. There are more voluntarists and libertarian-minded folks here in New Hampshire than you could possibly know. In fact, more than you would want to know, because some of them don't even get along with one another. There's so many of them. And that's what happens when you get thousands of people together. Not everybody gets along. But what does happen when you get thousands of liberty-minded folks together is they all kind of break off and do their own thing. They focus on the issues that they think are most important. Daryl, he loves election reform work. Rich, you're working on repealing the cannabis prohibition. And, you know, there's a lot of people coming at the system and outside of the system from different vantage points, so different points of attack, different issues are important to them. So when we gather thousands more, which is what the Free State Project aims to do when it reaches 20,000 signatures on its statement of intent that says that you will move, if you love liberty, to New Hampshire and get active as we have done, then we'll start to see some amazing changes happen. We've already seen amazing success stories here in New Hampshire with just the first less than 10% having made the move. What happens when that number's at 30%, 40%? Maybe we'll hit 50% of the 20,000? I don't know. I think eventually we're going to get more than 20,000 people here because the ideas of liberty are such a pull, and when you actually have success with those concepts, that I think is going to draw a lot of people here. In fact, the Free State Project is almost complete. It's almost to its 20,000 number. We looked at the statistics earlier today, less than 75 signatures remain.
We are the 99%.
We are at this point.
That joke wasn't funny the first time I heard it either.
It's going to be 100% before you know, because it's actually more like 99.5-something% at this point. I mean, it's almost done. So if you've been waiting, if you've been holding off, if you've decided you wanted to be close to the very last person to sign, it might be over right now as we're even speaking, because they're only updating the stats once a day. So if they've had, another 70-something signers in the last 6 hours or 8 hours or however long it's been since they've updated, then it's technically over right now. So it leads me to some questions.
Will the form shut down when it reaches 20,000 automatically?
I don't think it's that well programmed. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that there's somebody who's processing these applications, or they're processing the signers, and how many times per day they're doing that, I don't know. So I suspect that when this is complete, you'll probably see more than 20,000 signatures on there. That's my guess. But this is one of the reasons why I want to have Carla Garrick on, who's the president of the Free State Project, kind of talk about what's the next step for the Free State Project, because we know that once it's complete, once the 20,000 signers are reached, then there's a five-year window of time in which that those 20,000 have to make the move to New Hampshire. What we don't know is, will the Free State Project continue to exist for those 5 years? Will they, shut down the organization? Will they continue to collect signers? Will the Free State Project continue to run the Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival? These are some of the questions I have that I'd like to get some answers to, and I know that there are others who are curious as to what's the next step for the FSP. So hopefully, at the very least, we'll certainly be talking to Carla at the Liberty Forum, but I'm hoping to get her on sometime this week to have that discussion. By the way, Kenny did unfortunately drop off the line again, so you could say he's died now twice unexpectedly during the show, and that's too bad, because I really did want to hear this.
Really odd. Kenny generally only dies once during the show.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's very strange.
Maybe once per segment for this show? I don't know.
That's about what it's been. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here also on Skype. Let's go to Andy. He's in Texas, and we'll get back into Rand Paul here in a moment. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Daryl.
I first and foremost, I think it doesn't matter who we get as a president. I mean, if you get an establishment president, he'll be able to do a ton of things, but of course it won't be in the favor of the people. You get a non-establishment candidate, which we're presuming Trump might be, or even Rand Paul might be, their hands will be tied. If not tied by the puppets who run them, it'll end up being tied by the Congress. And right now, Obama has a free hand to do whatever he wants, and Congress is a do-nothing Congress, because he's doing exactly what the puppet masters paid Congress off to let him do. Now, you get an unestablishment candidate in there. Let's just say Trump is a non-establishment candidate. You get him in there, and if he is not pulling the weight that the puppet masters want, well, then they'll get Congress to shut him down. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter who we get. They're gonna cripple a good guy, and they're going to bring everything forward that they want to bring if they get their salesman guy. So it really doesn't matter. I mean, I think all this discussion is about nothing.
There's a lot of things that a president can do on his own authority. For example, a president could, on the day he took office, pardon Snowden. He could pardon...
Rand hasn't said he would do that.
No, he hasn't.
Has Rand said he'd pardon anyone?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, that's pretty weak. Harry Brown said he would pardon every nonviolent drug offender in federal prison.
Yeah, did he win?
No, and Rand Paul ain't going to win either. So only one of those two candidates are actually talking about the ideas of liberty in a way that could persuade people towards them. Anyway, go ahead, Andy.
Let's talk about Snowden. I mean, this is an atrocity in itself. He's a whistleblower, and they chased his butt out of the country. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
He did some justice for us by letting us know something that we really, those of us who've been in touch, we really already knew, but he made it public to the people, and they finally got to know it, and now this guy is a wanted person by the State Department and so on. This is absolutely ridiculous, this country that we live in. It's gone to 80 double toothpicks in a handbasket, and nobody is, we really should be storming the White House right now.
Well, that isn't going to get you anywhere. They've got mounted guns and like,
I understand
men with
that, but I mean, what I'm saying is that we should be doing much more than we are.
I agree with you. The political system isn't going to change Washington, D.C. I totally agree with you. There's a lot of money and time and effort being spent on these candidates, and for what? I mean, Rich, and thanks for the call, Andy. I appreciate it. I agree with Andy here. All this effort and time being spent on Rand Paul, you're expending effort and money on this candidate, and he's not even communicating the ideas of liberty. What is the value here?
To me, a big part of the value is simply that the more people, as you move a couple of points down the Nolan chart, you find that you've got a lot more people who are willing to get on board with you. Okay, that's
hold on, but the Nolan chart. Before you continue, yeah, you used a term that a lot of people listening probably are not familiar with. What's the Nolan chart for people that
okay.
don't know?
Well, let me put it a different way, because there are if you lose a couple of the more extreme consistent libertarian positions, you can get a lot more people to stand with you. Now, why is that not?
There's no evidence of it. Nobody's standing with Rand. I mean, compared to Ron.
Well, the unfortunate thing is a lot of the a lot of Ron Paul's supporters either, I think, got sucked off by Bernie Sanders because they were just people who thought that there needed to be a big change and they weren't real clear on what the change needed to be.
You think there are a lot of Ron Paul people who've gone for Bernie this time around? Why, just because they want?
I wouldn't be surprised, but I think.
What are they, college kids who just want to get high and they think Bernie's their best bet?
I think if somebody's primary thing is the marijuana, yes. If somebody's primary thing is the appearance of being an anti-establishment,
Bernie was also one
person,
of the main.
Yes. Also, if you have a thing about voting for really old dudes, then
Bernie was also one of the main co-sponsors of the End the Fed legislation.
Yeah, he really? Was. Although he burned Ron Paul on that, it wasn't. He gutted it.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're excited about Rand Paul, I'd love to hear why, because he just doesn't do it for me and a lot of other libertarians, and that's why he doesn't have hardly any support. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again.
Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.